It's 5:33. The drive home, getting a little bit better as you're heading out of work, going home, and thinking about the evening. We want you to think about the live music at the Taproot tonight with the Alaskan who wanders the rivers and wanders the streams, wanders through festivals. Alaskan Tim Easton has joined us live in studio to prep for his show tonight at the Taproot. 8 o'clock showtime. But, you know, it all starts right now.
Yeah. How's it going, Lauren?
He's here live in studio. Thanks for coming in.
No sweat. Just hitchhiked up here from Cooper Landing. Got up at about 6:45 and floated part of the Kenai River.
Did I see a rainbow already in your yeah. morning today?
Yep. Came into the radio station a little fishy today.
Well, a little fishy. Tim, I know, is he's had a halibut. He's had rainbow trout so far. He's yeah. had salmon fest, caught, so yeah. that's the fish trifecta.
I caught a salmon today as well, and had just a really great time. I think some friends down there on the Kenai, and it's been this, and I've already, this trip has been great for the fishing and friends that have taken me fishing. I've sent a bunch of fish home. It already arrived at home. So
you're actually packing it up and
I'm that guy
it
now. I'm that guy now. Well, I mean, I have a daughter. I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she loves salmon and she loves fish. So finally, I got on that kind of kick of doing that, and everybody's been really helpful. And of course, the fishing's fun. So you know, when I'm at Salmon Stock and I'm talking, you know, to my wife, I can say I can just say that, you know, hey, I wasn't partying the whole time. I was fishing as well.
I was busy fishing. Yeah. See, I can prove it. Here yeah. it is. Home base right. is now Nashville. New CD called American Fork. New vinyl called
right.
American
new
Fork.
New vinyl, new record is coming out. Well, the rest of the country gets it on September 2nd. The rest of the world gets it then. And partnered up with a company over in the United Kingdom. And partnered up with a guy in Little Rock, Arkansas. And he owns this thing called Last Chance Records. So he helped me put this record out. And along with some friends that helped me kind of get there so I could pay for it and everything. And it's nice to kind of be in business a little bit more independently. And this new record is, it's going to come out next month for everybody else except for Alaskans that can get it right now. So I brought a bunch up here. Obviously, it's been manufactured already. So I carted a bunch up here along with some other stuff.
We've spun a few tracks that sounded pretty excellent.
And, thank you.
A little
thank
bit later, you. Maybe I want to ask you a bit more about Elmore James. You find out about that record. It's a little on the unique side. I love spinning it. You got the Alaskan favorites with Alaskan Bars, part one. Everybody yeah. else, your responsibility for part two.
Right, that's true. I left it open for you guys to finish the song or forever. There's an artist here by the name of Melissa Mitchell. Another one by the name of Spiff. You all know them well. They were down at the Salmon Fest with us, and what a wonderful weekend it was down there. I can't thank everybody enough, all you volunteers and everybody that makes it happen, because, you know, it was a little bit soggy, but of course, it really wasn't. Anyways, it went really well. Yeah. It just went really well, and I don't know, I can't tell you which. I mean, it might have been the best one ever, really. So I'm just saying, it was just really good time.
It always starts, and you think, how are people going to hang through it? And yet somehow they do.
Yeah.
They're in there. I saw nobody squirming away saying, gee, can we leave yet?
No, you know, the people that were there really wanted to be there, and we all took care of each other.
So you had a few extra guys up on stage, so you had a pretty powerful sound going this year.
Mr. Ivan Knight and Mr. James Domick Jr., rhythm section, joined me. And Eric Amble, who... You know,
that's
most
right.
of you out there listening right now would know him as the guitar player in Joan Jett's band. He was a Blackheart back in the day when she was...
Steve Earle and the Dukes played there.
He played a lot of time with Steve Earle, but back when he was a, you know, 20-some-year-old guitar slinger, he was a Blackheart with Joan Jett. And he came and brought his fierce... rock and roll guitar playing down to Salmon Stock, and then I ended up Salmon Fest, and then I ended up just kind of asking the guy, you know, asking Ivan if he would play bass. Junior and I were already going to play, so, you know, Junior is an Anchorage.
He's yeah.
He's an Anchorage man. Well, he's a Kotzebue man that lives here now and plays the drums, and I've been working with him for a lot, and he and I are going to play tonight at Taproot. We're going to play this weekend in Hope, and then we're going to go over, after the election, we're going to go over to Spain and play in Spain.
See, envy. I'm not sure if that's even the right word, but right now I'm like, oh, I want to go.
Yeah, well, I know, exactly. It's like, I've figured out, you know, how to bring joy into my life through travel and good friends and music. And sometimes, you know, I'm sure the first couple of times I came here, I have this practice of if I really enjoy something, then I work really hard to make sure that I can enjoy it again. And whether that means writing another song or writing something about that place into a song or just
brings you back
or just living a decent life. Yeah, it's basically this is, I think, my 14th year in a row up here. So that's why the confusion that some folks think I live here or that I'm from Alaska. And a lot of people might say that they ask me where I live, and I always say Fairbanks, or, you know.
Pretty soon that PFD will be just right in the right spot for you. You'll think you'll count up the days and go, well, yeah, I guess I qualify.
I don't take it for granted that people have given me that honorary status. I'm really grateful for it, and I've also worked really hard to
I'll bet it happens at several festivals too. I know how much you go around and make yourself very much a part of communities, and I know other communities appreciate your time and music as well.
Yeah.
The folks driving home from work tonight are looking forward to some music this evening.
Yeah, that's right.
Why don't we throw a couple of tunes on here?
Well, I'm going to play that song that you just mentioned. This is a song from the new record, and it's about a man who used to just get a whole fish fry or a whole party going, just him and the guitar. His name was Elmore James. A lot of racket being made in the world today, and these drum machines all sound the same. I think I hear a song, mostly just fun and games. Call me old-fashioned, old behind the times, but the one who got the money maker shaking all night was Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Get a little sip of whiskey, put the lights down low, drop a clean needle on a stereo, grab her by the belt buckle and call out her name. Give her a kiss, spin her around, soon she wanna go downtown to see Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. My broom, sweep the floor. The waitress just danced out the door. The boss man said she had to catch a midnight train. Some girls like to keep it clean. Some girls like to get down and mean to Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James. Elmore James.
Tim Easton live in studio at KMBA for the drive home, and he's got a show tonight at the Taproot, 8 o'clock. Elmore James, found on the new American Fork CD and American Fork vinyl, and American Fork art is ever-present. And I think it's safe to say that. Well, actually, you got to say it carefully. American Fork art.
You do. You do have to
there
say that word.
There. I put.
Yeah, it's a town in Utah. It's the name of a river.
American Fork is the name of a river?
It's a fork of a river, yeah, the American Fork. There's the Spanish Fork, which could be my next album. Maybe Mexican Spoon, I don't know.
There you go. The vinyl is available through the website coming soon. He's going to make it available soon, and we got the early tracks, so you'll be hearing him on the radio here.
Yeah.
So tell us more about Elmore James. Who?
Well, you know, he's one of those guys... that a lot of people would have first heard his name mentioned on a Beatles album. It's when George Harrison, I think it's For You Blue or something from Let It Be, John Lennon is playing the lap steel on that track. And he's playing it, and he's ba-doo-doo, And I don't know. Anyways, he's playing the track, and basically George says over the mic as he's playing it, something about him being, you're no Elmore, or Elmore James has got nothing on you, is what he says. Elmore James got nothing on this guy. You know, and Elmore James is known as a slide guitar guy. He's kind of had a wicked slide thing that he did. And, you know, that's probably the first place I heard his name was from George Harrison calling it on a record. And then, you know, eventually you start digging into the history books there, and you start learning about guys that influenced the Stones and the Beatles, and you take it from there. And he's just one of those guys, when you listen to his records, the way they were made, the way that you can tell everybody's in the same room, just going for it, and juke joint style. And, you know, it's just kind of an impressive sound that certainly is not repeated very much today. It's just that people don't make records with that much immediacy. I mean, some folks do. The Wood Brothers make pretty good records, I gotta say. It's been nice listening to them.
It's pretty nice listening to them. Some of the previous works were just a bit more stripped down. This one's feeling like it's back to beefiness, meaning there's a few more people involved.
Right. My favorite thing is when they do the one mic thing on the radio station like this. That's my strength.
That's campfire strength. Radio right there.
Yeah, that is when you can really, you know, hear every little thing that they do. And, you know, through a big PA system, you're going to miss the nuances of certain kinds of folk music for all of us. But in my case, as opposed to the extremely, you know, well-rehearsed things that they have going, my case is a little bit more about improvisation a lot of the time and going with the flow of the moment. And, you know, I made steps to change that in my life, and then I was like, why am I going to fight, you know, that kind of impulse? So I just, sometimes I show up and I form a band on the spot.
I was going to say, it makes for wandering a little easier.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it suits wandering to a T.
Yeah, it's the Lobo Solitario. It's easier to get around. And
he's getting ready for Spain.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting ready for Spain.
I love at like 3 or 4 gigs into Spain, playing Spain, when I start to loosen up and actually speak Spanish to the audience, because it takes a few days to get back on track with it and remember that you can do it. Yeah, I mean, I learned as a young man. I gave immunizations in the barrios of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, like 16, 17 years old. Went down there. It was kind of like a Peace Corps program, basically. It was a lot like the Peace Corps, except for young kids. So that's where I did learn the Spanish, and that's where I kind of kept with it, and made a few treks down south of the border for sure, and want to keep doing it, actually.
Everybody should have a good reason to get out there and explore the world. Explore it a little bit beyond Nanilchik. Coming home from Nanilchik, I ran into a couple of VW campers who were driven here from Argentina. It just made me want to follow them and not even go back home. I was just like, turn my van around. Let me follow these guys.
Yeah.
And let me just have an epic road trip. So I think we all romanticize these road trips. I know you're going to have a good time with Junior in the across the ocean there.
Yeah, that's
and maybe
that's
folks can come out tonight and send them off in style. So
right.
How about some more music for the drive home? What are you ready to share for us now?
I'm going to play another song that kind of evokes the title track, the title of the album. This is song number 2 on the album. It's called Killing Time.
Come all ye armchair nonconformists, listening to my song. Let's take it full time for the sake of sounding the alarm. They say that youth is wasted on the young, and you can't teach an old dog something new. But I say rock and roll can still change the world, so don't let your life be wasted on you. Don't hang there like a broken door. Find out what you're living for. Happy just to never know. Killing time. Well, I don't go much for preachy bitches act like they ain't going to hell. But it's so true that as you get older, your hindsight rings clear as a bell. I understand how much cooler it can be to act like you don't give a damn. But while you were sleeping on your generation's watch, your sworn enemies were shaking hands. They'll hang you like a broken doll and sell you what you think you're living for. Happy that you'll never know until it's killing time. Happy to never know. Remind me what we're fighting for. Just to get up and go to work, eat your American pie with your American folk. Na 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 na. We all get broken down by the ways of the world and the flames of our disappearing youth. But you can't react if you're paralyzed, so don't let the fire be wasted on you. Start burning down your broken door. Find out exactly what you're living for. Happy just to never know till it's killing time. Na 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 na.
It's Tim Easton live in studio, Killing Time from American Fork, the new album that he's supporting tonight at the Taproot. 8 o'clock showtime. Junior's going to be there assisting. Anybody else stepping up on stage, you can probably guess somebody's going to maybe jump out of the crowd and give old Tim a hand tonight.
There could be some guests.
Playing the Black Gibson with the wear and tear right around the pick guard and an old guitar that, did it see Australia? You were recently down in Australia.
There's only one guitar I take everywhere I go.
He's at Salmon Fest. He's on his way to Spain. But I do recall an Australian tour. Yeah, I was curious about that tour.
It was wonderful and very similar in amazing people and locations.
First time there?
As Alaska. It was my first time to Australia. And I just have a wonderful friend over there named Aretha. And she books the tours. And she has this company called Mother Hen. And big shout out to Aretha out there, and a big shout out to Evan Phillips, by the way, who helps me book gigs here in Alaska, and everybody for inviting me back, and some of the new folks for bringing it on. But that's what I do. I travel around and play songs.
You know, I picture these kind of crazy places in Australia that might be a little bit almost like let's say the Fairview in Talkeetna, only surrounded by red dirt and dust.
Sure.
And was it that kind of a tour where you got to play some of those? Those catchy character little towns?
Yeah, places where if you walked into that spider web, that would be that'd be the last gig for you. Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was
almost exactly what I was picturing.
Right, yeah, exactly. There's, in Alaska, you have bigger critters, to be concerned.
They're easier to avoid.
Well, yeah, you pay attention and you can, yeah.
It's the crawly things that I couldn't imagine how you're out there
wandering
through Australia.
Lots of those down there, and amazing, yeah, if you're afraid of spiders, you'll be doing most of your time in Australia indoors, I guess. Indoors.
That would be me.
Yeah, indoors the Hilton, the Sydney Hilton. Because, it's a beautiful place. And they're living in modern times, too, so they have ways to deal with it. But, they have a bigger desert kind of a vibe than me. And reminded me a little bit of Joshua Tree at points, too,
I would imagine a little bit.
Yeah.
Just physically and... View,
also, they're
view-wise,
and they're hardy and they're tough. like Alaskans. They're at the edge of another frontier. And
they're at home where they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not quite as nomadic, transient, and
their youth hits the, it seems like the walkabout that you go on is kind of a tradition there. Once you're in college age, you know, we go backpacking, or Alaskans do, because all Alaskans seem to travel the world and do their thing. But Australians, you know, not all American youth down in the lower 48 are so ambitious about their travel as your Alaskan youth are. And I've spoken about it a lot because I've noticed how true it is. And Australians very much, they go on 1 or 2 year walkabouts, a lot of them, and see the world, and then often come back to where they've got it so good. You know, it's really nice. There's a lot of places there that people don't want you to know about exactly. Yeah. They just like, yeah, it's...
I know
you
how
respect
that goes.
It's like a good fishing hole. You just try to respect it, you know. And I'm supposed to write an article though about this trip for the East Nashvillian.
You're supposed to write an article about the Australian one or about the upcoming Spain.
No, I'm supposed to write about this trip to Alaska.
Oh, so this particular trip to Alaska.
How much of the fishing hole do I want to expose there?
Yeah, exactly.
That I can't. Or else I'll never be allowed back in the state.
There's a few Alaskans still down there in Nashville to spread the word to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the touring like this is for the week at. Or just people that can't handle a few bumps in the road. So, yeah, I mean, I would never send anybody up here or suggest anybody come up here unless they are... I mean, you don't have to go all full Woody Guthrie like I do and hitchhike around. Although, I got to say, I set my guitar down in front of the Kingfisher Roadhouse where I played last night in Cooper Landing. I went outside, got a cup of coffee, and I was just... The coffee hadn't even cooled down yet for me to drink before the first truck came and picked me up, and he drove me... straight to the taproot. He went out of his way. It was a guy with his 5-year-old son, and he drove me straight to the taproot, listening to heavy metal music
right.
at full blast.
Not.
I was in an
Alaska.
I was
in stay awake.
I was in an AK bro ship, just flying down the Turnagain.
What are we ready to share with the audience now?
We
want to get
it.
In another track here. We've got traveling friends in the studio with us. Sid,
yeah,
Sid, requests from the side.
I'm going to back up. I'm going to cover it for you guys here. What would be nice to have is my other harmonica that is in the key of D. So there it is. I found it.
That's the Rode harmonica that's going into the apparatus around his neck.
I have a tune that... I used to play with a couple of guys named Leroy Stagger and Evan Phillips, and I never played this song, but everybody requests it all the time. And then the other night at someone's house in Homer, I played it, and then I played it last night as well at the Kingfisher. Very pertinent song to me, and a real thing. Sitting here late at night, wondering where you might be. Probably just drinking with your friends. Oh, there was the life that nearly killed me. Why shouldn't you? But why couldn't you give me a call? Call me right now. Oh, there was a couple of nights when I did you the same. Had you calling all around town, cursing out my name. I did you wrong, before too long, I was all alone. Baby, come home, baby, come home, right now. I need you.
rest of my life. Baby, come home, baby, come home right now. Well, I need you. Well, I need you. Sun's coming over the hill, looks like a warning light. I wanna pick up and drive until I feel all right. But I don't know where I would go and not still feel alone. Baby, come home, baby, come home right now. I need you for the rest of my life. Baby, come home, baby, come home right now. But I need you. I need you.
Tim Easton live in studio at 90.3 KMBA, The Drive Home, with some live music for you, as often as we can get it in here. We got folks who will just wander on into the studio sometime, and usually those are the best kind.
Right?
Those are.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for all the support. And you know that I got that Alaskan Bars song on it, which has this guy rambling in the intro and outro of it, and it confuses everybody. So what I did is make a special radio edit and send it just... I sent it to you, I sent it to Fairbanks, I sent it to Homer, I sent it to Talkeetna.
That's the one we've been spinning on the radio, but if you want the full, you can go ahead and grab the American Fork CD. We appreciate you coming in. I always love it that you think of us and stop on by, so thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. Thanks to everybody at KMBA, and thank you, Sam and Festers. Let's do it again.
Taproot tonight, 8 o'clock is showtime. You're listening to KMBA, where local and live music matters. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.